effect today. But there's one that is not taking effect today. It's on hold, at least for now. SB 1437. That bill expanded the eligibility for Arizona's private school voucher program, formerly known as Empowerment Scholarship Accounts. Here to explain what happened is KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Mark.
So lay out for us some background. What's the holdup for this law?
Well, the holdup all boils down to petition signatures. A grassroots group known as Save Our Schools Arizona disagreed with the passage of the expansion law in the legislature this spring and wanted to put that question before voters instead. So they spent all summer collecting signatures, and late Tuesday, leaders with the group delivered about 111,000 of them to the Secretary of State's office. The magic number to get referendums on the ballot is just over 75,000. So the first holdup on rolling out this law is the validation process, which will likely take state officials weeks. In any referendum, thousands of signatures are often challenged or thrown out. But if the state determines there are enough valid signatures, then the law will be blocked until the November 2018 election, when voters will get a chance to weigh in. The group did hold a press conference just after they dropped off the petitions. Save Our Schools spokeswoman Dawn Penich Thacker spoke first, attacking the primary argument used in favor of the law, that the ESA program is about more choice in education.
The only choice that SB 1431 respects is that of out-of-state, dark money groups who created it. What about the choice of 111,540 Arizona voters who want to have their say?
Now, one thing from that press conference did surprise me. Save Our Schools says they aren't totally opposed to the ESA program. Beth Lewis, who is the group's chair, says she supported the idea when only specific groups of kids like those with disabilities or kids going to low-performing schools could qualify.
I, as a teacher, have filled out that paperwork myself, and I fully support it for those parents. But that's different than taking regular students out of A and B rated classrooms and putting them into private school that their parents can already afford.
Her issue is with that massive expansion that would have allowed any student up to 30,000 by 2022 to qualify. She argues that would divert more money away from a public school system that she believes is woefully underfunded.
So, Carrie, a lot of emotion yesterday. And if I remember correctly, the debate around this law was also heated back in the spring as it was making its way through the legislature, a process that at times kind of stalled for a bit. What's the response you've been hearing to these new developments?
Well, it's still just as heated. I spoke with SB 1431's sponsor, Republican State Senator Debbie Lesko, about the move. She was hesitant to comment on next steps, especially since it's not clear yet if enough signatures will pass validation by state officials.
It's too early to know what, if anything, we're going to do. I'm just worried. I'm concerned about the parents. These are real-life parents that we're counting on using the ESAs.
But, Carrie, even without the referendum and the law being put on hold for now, the state education department wouldn't have been able to accept these expanded applications until today, meaning that funding would likely be weeks away. So how are families already being impacted?
Well, I wondered the same thing, but the more I asked around, the more I found out that there are a couple of private schools that were going to allow parents to enroll their kids with the understanding that the tuition money would be coming in around October. Valley mom Amy Zelaya was one of those parents. She had two kids she wanted to enroll in Legacy Academy.
It's very devastating, you know, just because it's such a blessing for them, the education that they will be able to get there. So we're just keeping hopeful and keeping faith that they'll be able to start there.
She told me that she was unhappy with Harris Elementary School, where her 9-year-old had previously gone, because he got lost in the large class sizes. Zelaya joined dozens of other parents and students and the group the American Federation for Children at the Capitol yesterday to protest the referendum filing.
So did you get a sense of what these parents and schools enrolling their kids are going to do now that the law's in limbo?
That's a good question, and I don't think there are a lot of answers right now. I did speak with academic directors with Legacy Academy yesterday, and they told me they didn't have a plan B at the moment, but they did say they would try to find a way to help the impacted families.
That's KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Mark.